Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 4, His Reversal. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. Luke 1, verse 53. Nick Vujicic was giving his testimony at our church that day. This remarkable young man, born without limbs, encourages people throughout the world to accept and share Jesus. He says, "If God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then he will certainly use any willing heart." Exceeding all expectations, hundreds of people flocked to the church, and they were a very diverse group. One section of our parking lot was taken over by tough-looking motorcycle riders who went on to sit in the front pews and worshiped with raised hands and open hearts. There were casually dressed young people and older folks wearing suits and ties. Somehow, all distinctions had disappeared. We were one group, amazed at God's grace. The Gospel of Luke, the longest book of the New Testament, is narrated in a way that highlights the inclusivity of God's grace for all people. One of the fascinating ways how Luke makes this point is by presenting parallel stories about a man and then about a woman. A few of these men-women pairs are Zacharias and Mary in Luke 1, Simeon and Anna in Luke 2, the widow of Zarephath and Naaman the Syrian in Luke 4, the centurion of Capernaum and the widow of Nain in Luke 7, a man losing a sheep and a woman losing a coin in Luke 15, etc., etc. Another way in which Luke portrays the inclusion of every human in the plan of salvation is by presenting the genealogy of Jesus all the way back to Adam. But perhaps the most radical of all his theological proposals is the fact that salvation includes those who, by society's standards, don't seem to qualify. The poor, the lowly, the outcast, and the marginalized. Story after story ushers in a new era of reversals when it comes to qualifying for eternal life. He has brought down rulers and has exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. Luke 1 verses 52 and 53. In this reversal, you and I find assurance and a new song of deliverance. The Savior has come for such as us.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!